This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7, the game.
Yeah, we think it's going to be a tight game, too. Let's go, San Jose. Let's go, Santa Clara. It's the Red and Gold Summit.
It's
King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair. That's where we are. We are rocking and rolling. We are an hour away from the Red and Gold Summit. Check out West Valley Fair's newly opened Alamo Draft House, your go-to theater to catch up on all the newest hit movies on the big screen while enjoying over 30 beers on tap. I love to drink every time I watch a movie. Can't do it without it. Helps keep me awake and locked in, as your girl would say, yocked in.
That's one of the great developments of the last 20 or 25 years, beer at movie theaters. Like, took us so long?
Well, movie theaters, it used to be like you could go and there was a movie. And now you go, and it's turned into a spa that happens to be showing a movie.
Yeah, kind of.
And I want to know who these people are that are able to, like, hit that bar on the side of your chair, and your feet kick up, and your head flies back, and they give you a beer, and I'm supposed to stay awake during this?
Sure.
This movie better be amazing, or I'm out.
Better be a lot of action and a lot of explosions and whatnot to keep me awake, but yeah. I'm glad you highlighted that, just one of the many and over 200 different shops and outlets right here in this terrific mall.
Hey, everybody, say hello to Fred Warner and Brock Purdy, who have joined us. Yeah! Fred Warner and Brock Purdy joining the show here at the Red and Gold Summit. Fantastic. Hey, speaking of all you lovely people in the crowd and those of you who are about to be in the crowd, if you're still on your way, a couple things to let you know about. Number one, and I'm going to show this up to the camera here. We've been showing it all week. One of you lucky listeners is going to walk away with this today. This is a signed, matted, framed picture of Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Both of their signatures on it, the 49er logo across the top. That thing right there is beautiful. Yep. Somebody's going home with that today, okay?
And our guy, Jesse, out there in the blue shirt, 95.7 The Game, he will sign you up. Your name goes in the hopper. One lucky person will win.
Absolutely. That's a good uptick.
Thank you.
And it'll be an uptick to the day for whoever walks away with that. And then we keep telling you that, and some of you have listened to Summits, you've been to Summits before, it's going to be six loudmouths up here talking about football and the 49ers. However, little something different today. Right around 10 minutes after 5, about 2 hours from now, a brand new game here at the Summit. And Dibs, unfortunately, they are going to pit the six of us against one another.
Six of us against one another?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, or against two of other, if you will.
Yeah,
it's 2v2v2. each show will play Know Your Co-Host.
Oh, yeah.
And then there will be a show that is crowned the winner. Questions have been asked ahead of time of each host. We don't know what questions have been asked of the others. We will see what we know about each other. It's kind of like if six radio hosts played the newlywed game together. For those of you who are
How old are you?
old enough to remember. Right? And by the way, in this process, found out that our program director, Matt Nahegian, was on the newlywed show.
I need to find that
years
episode.
Ago.
Yes. I need to take a look.
He was on it, and his wife whacked his head with the card like you always do. And anyway, so we're going to play Know Your Co-Host, and I'm thrilled. I feel like we're the favorites. Because of you.
You think?
This game is set for you. You
That's
know.
That's a lot of pressure.
I don't know how many of y'all know this about Dibs. You know everything about everyone. There's employees walking around Odyssey. Matt Steinmetz doesn't even know who that is.
Ah.
And you know what their mom's name is. You know when their birthday is. You know what car they drive. You know everything. You know their pet's name. You know this about all of these people. So I am like, I'm swaggering into this game.
Okay.
Mainly because I don't think there's any way that they're going to ask you a question that you don't know.
I feel like I know you pretty well.
I'm not going to know crap about you.
Well, that's okay.
But I figure we're going to go at least 3 out of 6 in these questions.
Probably better than that, but I'm looking forward to just the whole format and seeing which host knows the other one as well as they possibly can. And, you know, I know this about you. You love to fade the dibber, so we'll do that up this segment.
10 minutes. Ten minutes. Fade the dibber.
Lock it in on this Cowboys Eagles game, which a little bit of a weird one. Thank you,
Grandy.
Kukush, to have a divisional game as the opener. Like they try to make it the Super Bowl rematch if possible.
Well, yeah, but I don't. If they're not on the schedule, they'll do a couple different things with it. Sometimes it's cross conference. Sometimes it's not. I'm trying to remember. Like for instance, who? I guess the Chiefs played the Ravens last year. They played the Baltimore Ravens to kick things off last year. But
and the game ended when Isaiah Likely caught the ball with 9 of 10 toes inbounds.
Exactly.
But that one toe was on the line. No good. And there goes Mahomes, helmet off. Look at me, I win again.
Their season was unbelievable.
That was their season.
It was filled with games like that. And I'd love to be the one that's like, it's not sustainable. It's not going to happen this year. But it probably will because they're so annoying. But anyway, we could talk about them tomorrow because they're not playing tonight. But you're right. The Cowboys and Eagles are. And do I have the number right? Are we still? Is 7.5? Grandy, is that where we're at? 7.5 is the number on tonight's football game?
I'm looking at 8.5.
8.5, yeah.
It's going up to 8.5.
8.5.
Do you know what happened there? I think it was 7.5, and then the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons, and it went to 8.5. That's pretty much what happened. So, anyway, that's a big number.
It's a big number.
Ooh, that's a big number. That's a
It's a tempting. It's a tempting number. It's so big.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
That's a big. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say here in 10 minutes.
Looking forward to it. And I do this every year, and I think the number is 272 games in a regular season in the National Football League. And so after tonight, we're down to 271.
I know. I'm glad you just brought that up because it was one of the thoughts I had when I was driving down here with the lovely Christy today. I was just thinking about like what this day kind of means to me and what it means to so many sports fans out there. And one thing I want to really, really try, and this is a good exercise for whatever you do in life, whether it's time with your family or whatever, but really make the effort, the awareness of soaking in the moment. Soaking in the moment, because how many of y'all have had this experience where the NFL season will start and you're like, I'm so excited that it's here. And then you go to bed and you wake up and it's week 5.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, dude, slow down. This is going way too fast. I've got to start holiday shopping and then it's going to be over and poof, that's it. The season goes so fast because we love this so much. So I'm going to try to make that effort each week to really just think about like, let's have fun this week. Let's watch the games. Let's talk about the games. Let's sit down with our loved ones and watch the games. And maybe that'll make it feel like it's slowing down a little bit.
It could, and you know, that's really, I think, a motto for life is to try to stay in the moment and live each day individually. It gets difficult when you've got three kids and a bunch of problems, and you're running around, and you got two soccer games and a flag football and a basketball tryout and this and that. So it is hard to do. And with the NFL, I'm really focused on just the Sunday portion of it where we're going to get the Octobox in the morning. And there's eight of the 272 that whoosh. Those will be gone, and then the Niners in the afternoon, and then the Sunday night game, and that first Sunday will be in the books. The first week will be in the books, and we'll be down to 256 games.
What do we got opposite the Niners this weekend? What is the 1 o'clock window coming up this weekend? I'm going to pull this up. The Niners are at 105. The Titans and Broncos are at 105.
Okay.
And then you've got two 125s, and one of them is sexy. The Lions at Green Bay.
Lambeau, okay.
Detroit at Lambeau Field. And then the Texans are visiting the Rams. So it's a four-game slot there in the afternoon window this weekend.
And with all four of those games, you know, it's going to be a two-screen experience because you got to yock in on the Niner game, but those other three, you're going to have to keep a red zone eye
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. You got to check them out, no doubt. We're not missing the Lions and the Packers,
right.
What's going on with them, and then just a beauty Sunday night with the Ravens and the Bills. All of you second-round Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson drafters, you get Sunday night football right out of the gate. That one's as good as it gets. And I know that our 49ers post-game coverage will be going on into a portion of that. But as I always tell Grandy, fire me a text as soon as you guys are done wrapping the Niner game, because you're probably going to join my show with Ephraim right there at about halftime of the Sunday night game. And you can do our little Sunday night watch party, and we'll talk through Ravens and Bills and recap and react to everything else that has happened all day long on Sunday.
Allen and Lamar went back-to-back in our league.
That's right.
In that second round.
Yep.
So you're absolutely right, including Steiny, who took Lamar Jackson 22nd overall. So he definitely will be all in on the Ravens this year.
Well, I was excited that I knew Steiny already had his QB. So when we got to round four, Steiny picked right before me. But I was watching the pick right before him, just hoping, don't take Burrow. Don't take Burrow.
Yep.
And I knew if I got to Steiny and Burrow was still on the board, I knew he would fall to me, and I was able to handle that. So anyway, here at the Red and Gold Summit 2025 at Kingsfish House here in Westfield Valley Fair, and the table's filling up, but I do want to just let everybody know there's plenty of space, whether it is sort of inside the patio or beyond. Outside the patio, there's places to sit, stand, there's shade, there's sun, there's plenty of room in an open air kind of environment for everybody to come and enjoy the party. That's what we're doing today.
And enjoy the food. I just had the crab cake, which was about an 11 out of 10 with a remoulade. My buddy Alex, who's a chef, telling me that it's called a remoulade.
I don't know what that word is.
I thought it was called a dip. It's a fancy word for dip.
I don't know the word. I've never heard the word. I don't know if you're pronouncing it right.
I believe I am.
I don't want to end up with it in the spelling bee. I have no idea how to spell it.
A lot of vowels in that thing.
Yeah.
And it's French.
Did you say remoulade?
Remoulade.
Are there three A's?
No.
Is it like Rashad? Remoulade?
What is going on here?
I don't know.
Vowels, Grandy. And it was so good, I was just spoon feeding it after the crab cake. So come on down and enjoy the food. And I'm being told by sources, the oysters, spectacular.
I'm sure. Like, this is what they do.
Yeah,
this is what they do here.
Yep.
So, anyway, come on down and join us at Kingsfish House, Westfield Valley Fair, Red and Gold Summit 2025. So much Niner stuff to get through. If you are just joining us, obviously, the 1-2 and if not 3 punch of Juwan Jennings news late last night. They add $3 million in incentives onto his contract. So, business side, good to go. Calf, good to go. But then comes the report this morning that the 49ers did offer a multi-year deal to Juwan Jennings. We don't know the numbers, the years. There are rumors out there it might have been about 16, but they did offer that to him, and he said no.
Yeah.
He said, instead, let's do the incentive-based deal. I'm going to bet on me. I'm going to be a free agent next year. And so this is, I guess, for 49ers, a little bit bittersweet. To me, it's more sweet than bitter because, again, the NFL is year to year. And I think what was most important is that it was very clear that the 49ers want and need Juwan Jennings on the field to start this year. The wide receiver room is thin, so they've got Juwan this year. But right now, if you're asking me to bet on whether or not he'll be on this team beyond this year, I would bet no.
I think it's an easy bet on the no. And what you're saying is partially true. The other part of it is that Juwan Jennings needed to be on the field as well, not only to help a team that he's going to be on to win, but also to start to rack up the incentives and to rack up his own resume. And I'm kind of with you as far as him going elsewhere. And we always joke that all roads lead to Kuminga. And this one feels a lot like Kuminga, where, you know, he turned down an extension, and Kuminga turned down, so far, the Warriors extension. And Juwan is essentially betting on himself, and that's what Kuminga might be doing if he plays in the qualifying offer. And a lot more risky to do it in football, but if you're Juwan Jennings and you hit all your incentives and you get $10.5 million, you're thinking that you're going to be worth maybe double that on the open market if you have a big year.
The difference between the Jennings and Kuminga situation, though, is sort of emotional. And there's a vibe there, and it's also based on the structure of a football team versus the structure of an NBA team. At no point did I think it possible that Juwan Jennings would skip a game. At absolutely no point did I think that possible. He couldn't. That was not going to help him. It was not going to get him anywhere. Plus, whatever he decided to do from a financial structure has no effect on the rest of the players on the team. That's not the case with Jonathan Kuminga. And we are still sort of figuring out that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Details of it, but I keep, I keep having conversations with people who tell me that if Kuminga were to take the qualifying offer, it kind of throws a wrench into the offseason plan that the Warriors have put together. So this is one of those where I just feel like with Juwan, the emotions are a lot more in check. This is a lot more recoverable, and I do think that professionals led this. He was professional. The Niners were professional. I'm sure he's ticked. I'm sure he wants more, but I don't think that this is now going to have any effect on the season at all, and that's what we as fans were worried about.
Depends on how he is able to play, especially early in the year when you come off of a month of missed camp. If he comes out and has an Aiyukian start to the season where you're clearly not all ready, you're clearly not, you know, the player that you used to be, then I think we get into a spot where things can be perceived a little bit differently because he did miss a full month. And so now he's going to come back and hopefully he's able to ramp up rather quickly because they need receivers right now more than they will later in the year.
All right. I do have a nugget to share.
Okay.
Provided that it fits. Lucas, we'll just do this right here on the air. Y'all want to talk to T.J. Houshmandzadeh in about 10 minutes?
We would love to.
You would love to talk to T.J. Houshmandzadeh in about 10 minutes, right? All right, so I think we're going to do that. Stay tuned on that because he is our sort of like our show resident wide receiver analyst. So with everything that's going on in the wide receiver room, we would love to talk to T.J. I think we're going to have that in about 10 minutes. But it's 3:20. It's not 4:20.
No.
But it's 3:20.
It'd be a lot cooler if it was.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know some people that instead of 4:20, you know what they'd like to smoke? They'd like to smoke a little Fade the Dibber pick. That's what they'd like to smoke. Let's do this. Well, I tell you what, there's only one way to sort of respond to this constant accusation that, hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
It feels personal. Well, it feels way out of bounds. And I'd like to stand on business and be able to share with the people that fading me is a losing proposition for you faders.
You can say what you say. We can say what we say. Instead, let's go live to Mark Grandy for the data. Mark?
Last year, if you faded every single one of Dibs' picks made on these very airwaves, you would have went 36-28-1.
Wait a minute.
In other words, you would have gotten paid.
All right. So, hold down.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cut that man off back
the
there.
The Cowboys. Keep drinking. Cowboys, Eagles, tonight, season opener, the home team, the Super Bowl champs, are laying 8.5 points against the hated star and Jerry Jones. Dibs?
This is the easiest one.
What's the pick?
I'm coming off a white-hot postseason where I believe I got 3 of the 13 correct. If memory serves, luckily that was a long time ago.
You're coming off of a white-hot Super Bowl, not postseason.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you did. You finished it with a correct pick, which was annoying.
I'm just
going
to say this. Micah Parsons is going to wreak absolute havoc tonight. Wait, hold on. They don't have Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
He's not going to be chasing Jalen Hurts?
Da-doom-doom.
Saquon, he's still an Eagle?
Ready to go.
I'll tell you what, though. The Cowboys are going to be highly motivated. CeeDee Lamb has said, he's going to watch that celebration now. Let me be your motivation, Kelly Rowland. 8.5 is just too much. You're going to take the Cowboys and the points.
Oh, let's hear it. Hey, people. You picked the Cowboys on opening night? What are you, Darth Vader?
Are you not listening to the very program on which you are performing?
What kind of a pick is that?
It's the kind of pick where you take 8.5 and you say, yeah, thank you, sir. May I have another? And it was 7.5, so I actually got another. No chance they get motorboated by Philly.
It is such a good feeling to have you back.
Let me just say that. You take Dallas and the points. Cuckoo!
Ladies and gentlemen of America, ladies and gentlemen of San Jose and Santa Clara, ladies and gentlemen here at King's Fish House, you know what to do. Eagles, -8.5.
You hold your nose and you take Dallas.
And then you yell fade on your way home and on your way to the bank.
I'll see all of you tomorrow, and we'll circle back, and we'll just see whether or not this whole Fade the Dibber thing might not need to be put to rest if I come out hot.
Yeah, one game.
Last year, you're like, you got to win 3 in a row to get hot.
Yeah, you can't.
He comes hot once. Yeah. Man, Grandy has the numbers. Archie Dibs, you were never hot.
Dibs, listen, you lost the first pick last year, just so you know.
Whatever. It came down to stinking the tight end who can't get his toes in bounds. Otherwise, I win. It's a game of inches, Grandy.
I don't know if that was true. Yeah, just because of it. I don't think you would have won, actually.
They were getting points, I believe, at Kansas City.
Correct. Right. Yeah, Kansas City was favored, and they covered.
Right, because actually, he didn't score the touchdown in the last play. You understand that when you score a touchdown,
I get it.
You get a chance to go for two and actually win the game,
what
right?
What was the final score of that game?
So it was 27-20 Kansas City. Dibs had Baltimore +3.
Got it.
Kakoosh.
Yeah, that goes into overtime. So
they go for two and win it or lose it outright.
They don't go for two on the road. They're not going for two.
John Harbaugh?
No chance.
What's wrong with you?
No chance.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Game of inches.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. That was a gutsy selection.
It's really not. 8.5
It is gutsy.
If you look at the record of teams getting 8.5 or more, they tend to win more often than they don't in terms of against the spread.
I understand.
Not that
understand.
Gutsy at all.
I understand. No, I think it was very gutsy for two reasons. First of all, to come right out of the gate with an underdog is one thing. But second of all, to sit in a room full of 49er fans and tell them to take the Cowboys takes chutzpah.
Well, it's not like I'm telling them to take the Eagles, which I think would be as off-putting. If you talk about the teams
it's
that
not.
Niner fans dislike the most, they're 1-2. Seattle maybe would be 3,
right, but the Eagles
based
are,
on the older vintage, but it's not the Rams.
The Eagles are a clear 2, though, or 3 or 4.
They might be a 1, depending on who you ask.
I tell you what, we're having family controversy as we speak. Like, I've got a little text thread with the kids, and I texted everybody because I'm a good dad, and I said, listen, everybody have a great day, and go Eagles at least for one day. And my oldest son, thumbs up. My daughter, absolutely. And then all of a sudden, the little guy yells, no! Boo Eagles!
Attaboy.
Not attaboy. We got a problem.
Attaboy.
We got a problem now. We got a problem. I got to address it. I have a son who's rooting for the Cowboys tonight, and so that will be no dinner for him.
That's a little harsh, it feels like.
That's the way it works around my
He's, you know, he's taken a team against a beloved team. These are two teams that are severely hated, so, you know. It's like your children. You can never decide which one you hate more than the other one.
Yeah.
You hate them all evenly.
That's a good point. All right. Coming up tonight after the summit, which is a half hour away, 7 o'clock, Valkyries take on the Dallas Wings. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app. Search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus pregame at 6:30. We're also sponsored by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K. Dan Dibley has 5 preseason NFL questions to throw at us. We've got that coming up around the corner. We're going to try to connect with 2J Houshmandzadeh right around the corner. All of that is coming up, and then as soon as we're done with all that, it's the freaking summit.
Let's go.
Which is only a half hour away. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair. The summit is on deck, and this is Willard and Dib. All right, we're back. Santa Clara, San Jose. Let them hear. King's Fish House Red and Gold Summit is 30 minutes away. Actually, even a little bit less. 26 minutes away. If you're looking for something fun to do with the whole family, you can check out Great Big Game Show, a live-action hosted game show where you get to be the contestant right here at West Valley Fair. So check that out while you're here. King's Fish House as well. Everybody's loving the food, loving the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And we are good to go. The NFL season is here. This whole thing is kicking off in less than 2 hours, which makes it such an unbelievable thrill for us to welcome our next guest on the River Islands guest line, none other than FS1's own TJ Houshmandzadeh. Another offseason of wide receiver discussion here in San Francisco. So it's good to have him. Hey, TJ, what's good, man?
Man, I'm pretty good. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Want your take on this year's wide receiver showdown. It's like an annual game show for the 49ers. This year, the team and Juwan Jennings, and there never really was much of a budge. How do you think Juwan is feeling today with the way that this ended up?
Pissed off. That's just how it is when you're underpaid. You want to be paid what you feel you're worth. And we're not talking, you know, people that work. We're talking his peers, his contemporaries, the guys that play the same position he plays. He wants to be paid up to that standard, because when you're overpaid, you're getting your ass cut and released or asked to take a pay cut. Very rarely when you're underpaid do they come to you and say, hey, would you like a pay raise? And so this game is 100% you're going to get injured. It's just a matter of when and how serious it's going to be. And so you should never fault a player for trying to get what he can get, because especially at Juwan Jennings, he's come up the hard way. He's never had it easy. Nothing has been handed to him. He's had to earn this opportunity to be in a position to say I'm underpaid. And so he's going to go out there and play, but he's not happy with how the situation played out, for sure.
and he reportedly turned down a multi-year extension. Would that be an indication to you that he's looking to ball out, go elsewhere, and then get that bag?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100%, because that multi-year extension was going to have him underpaid. I mean, if it wasn't going to have him underpaid, he would have accepted it. And so a lot of the times we as players, we're going to roll the dice. I believe in myself more than the team believes in me. Now I got to go make that come true. And it's very simple. But can he avoid injury? How often will he get his targets? For him, if he's healthy, especially with BA not playing at least half of the season, I would assume he has a great chance to go out there and get what he's trying to get, and that's by playing well.
Yeah, TJ, that's one of my questions, though, because the opportunity spun his way last year because of the BA injury, because Debo was underperforming and at times hurt as well, because Ricky Pearsall got shot. And so the year starts where it looks like Juwan's going to have a whole lot of opportunity, but DeMarcus Robinson is coming, and Brandon Ayuk is coming, and they've got another rookie who they like in Jordan Watkins. Do you see the same opportunity this year for Juwan as we have in the past?
Absolutely. I see more.
Really?
BA's not playing. BA's not going to play, the first 7-8 games of the season. If Juwan is balling, they're going to keep feeding him the ball. We don't know what we're going to get out of Pearsall. I know Jordan Watkins. I've trained him plenty of times. He's a baller, but he's a rookie. And so Juwan Jennings is going to be in the same situation, if not better than what he was last year, at least the first 6-7 weeks. And if you're playing well the first 6-7 weeks, they're going to keep going to him. Shanahan wants to win games. And so this may work out for him because, again, Jordan Watkins can really, really play. He's quick. He can run routes. He's good after the catch. And Pearsall can do those things also. But we don't know if they can do it with the consistency that Juwan Jennings can and has done. You got to show us first. And coaches are going to go to the guys, and the quarterback is going to go to the guys that they know can get it done.
And you look at Ricky Pearsall, small sample last year as a rookie coming off the gunshot. When you watch him play on the tape, do you see a guy who can step up at least temporarily and be a wide receiver one for this team?
I mean, when you're drafted in the first round, you're supposed to be. And so for him, he has good size. He has good speed. He has really good quickness. And so, and you're drafted as high as you are, you almost have to be. Now, are they going to force that on him? If I'm the coach, I would, just to see if he can be that guy. And if he can be that guy, then that helps the offense. It opens things up. But do you force it and may piss off other guys if he isn't? Or do they see in practice? Because a lot of the times in practice, guys will show you, like, okay, I can get it done in practice. And, you know, you have some practice All-Americans, and then when the bright lights come on, they can't do it. But I don't believe Pearsall is that type of guy. But you just don't know until you get into those big games and you're playing in Seattle, you're playing the 12th man. It's just a different ball game.
TJ Houshmandzadeh is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. TJ, how is Brandon doing? And what should the Niners expect from him when he is back on the field?
I've never had that type of injury, you know, and so you don't know. You don't know what should be expected. You don't know mentally where he's going to be. That is an unknown. Everybody's case is different. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody mentally is different. We may feel, yeah, I'm good, I'm going to do this. And then you get into the game and mentally you're just not there, or you don't feel right, or whatever it may be. And so you can't really answer that question until you actually play a game. You don't play. I mean, you won't practice at the same pace and intensity that you play at. And so you never really know until you're in that first game and you get that first snap, that first series. And now you say, okay, this is how I feel in your mind. And maybe that relaxes you. Maybe that gives you some kind of peace of mind and say, okay, I'm good. But you don't know until it happens.
What's the ramp up like when you come back from an injury like Brandon Ayuk, or you come off a month with no camp like Juwan Jennings? Does it take a certain amount of snaps and time to get fully comfortable again and back to 100%?
For BA, I mean, he's going to be off like pretty much a year. And there's nothing like playing in a game. You're going to practice. You're going to run hard, but you're not running as hard as you would in a game. It's just something different, you know. And for Juwan, he'll be fine because it hasn't been as long. It's been a month. You're practicing, and you practice to get into shape to play in a game. I believe he'll be fine. But for somebody like BA being off for a year, yeah, the practice is fine. But that intensity, and you really get into one game, you're going to wake up that next day, them hamstrings going to be on fire a little bit. Your glutes going to be a little sore. Your calves going to be, because you just haven't been running at that type of intensity. And you think you are when you're training, but the game is a different story.
So, TJ, you work with Jordan Watkins. I would love to get your report on him.
He's not a very big dude, but extremely quick, really good speed, going to catch everything. Now, I don't know what's going on down there in Mississippi and Oxford at Ole Miss, man. They becoming like the spots you go to and look for receivers, because every year they're putting them out, and not only are they putting them out, they're putting them out and they're playing well. I mean, you look at DK, you look at AJ, you look at Trey Harris, you look at now Jordan Watkins. These dudes are playing really well in Oxford, and then they come to the league and they do well. They have another kid down there right now named Caden, and so I don't know what Lane Kiffin got going down in Oxford, but if you want some receivers, it looks like that's where you want to go. But I like Jordan. He can really play. And I started working with him because Jackson Dart was always out here. When he was at USC, Jackson Dart was training with us. So then when he went to Ole Miss, he would just call me and be like, hey, can I bring my guys out here? And I was like, yeah, bring them. And so he started bringing Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins. And that's how I got to know him.
So let's pretend good health, and let's get to the halfway point of the season for the 49ers. You've sort of mentioned what you think about BA's return, but you've got Ricky, you've got Juwan, you've got DeMarcus Robinson back, you've got Jordan Watkins. Maybe you can throw Jacob Cowing's name into this too. at that point, how do you see the Niners' pecking order playing out at that position?
Oh, if everybody's healthy, just off salary, BA gonna be the one. You got no choice but to be the one. You ain't giving a guy that type of money to be other nothing but the one. I'll say this: DeMarcus, he can play now. He's so physically talented. I know coaches that have coached him, and they've literally told me, like, the boy can go. Like, he can do everything. He's big. He's fast. He's quick. He can run routes. And so I'm like, why isn't he having more success?
Yeah.
And so that's going to be the question, that is that why is it? It's a maturity thing. And has he matured? Can he keep the off-field problems and make sure that they don't crop onto the field and into the locker room and kind of derail what he wants to do and what the team wants to do? But as a receiving core, obviously you would assume 100% if they're healthy, BA has to be the one, and he's going to have to be a guy that they can rely on. I would say the two would be Juwan Jennings and three would be Pearsall. That would be how it should, and I would assume the 49ers would want it to go. They would probably want Pearsall to be the two, but I just believe with what Juwan Jennings has proven, that may be hard to kind of pull him back unless Pearsall just takes a huge jump.
And so short of Ayuk returning and DeMarcus Robinson's out for 3 weeks, just these first 3 weeks, TJ, do the Niners have enough at receiver to be a team that can go to Seattle and win?
Man, you know who they play caller is? They play caller is a guy by the name of Kyle Shanahan. They going to be all right. They going to be all right. Like, that, he's so good of a coach, man. Like, he's a teacher. He understands the game. And then they have that a guy that nobody's talking about, because, you know, we don't talk about these guys until they do terrible. Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
He's back.
We're talking about him here, TJ. TJ, he's getting talked about here. Yeah.
Okay. He's back. And I think so highly of him as a coach, as a defensive dude, a leader, just as person. Because I don't know him. I just go off what I see and how his teams play. The Jets were really good with him, and they were terrible without him. And I wouldn't say the Niners were terrible without him, but they weren't as good when they had him. And so I believe – well, what Kyle Shanahan is going to do with his play calling, they still have McCaffrey, they still have Kittle. Brian Robinson is going to help a lot. Trent Williams is still there. Fred Warner is still there. And you bring Saleh back into the mix, I believe the Niners are going to be fine. Going to Seattle is going to be tough. Anytime you play in Seattle, I promise you, that stadium is loud. But the Niners know that. They've played there numerous times. And so it's going to be a great game. But it's not going to be easy. You don't have to – it's not going to be a walk in the park playing Seattle in Seattle in that stadium, but they've been through that, so it's not going to put any extra pressure. But as long as you got Kyle Shanahan, you always have a chance.
Well, and TJ, I know you played there at the end of your career, and I wonder how this grabs you. It is a tough environment, but for whatever it's worth, Vivid Seats put out some info earlier this week that said they are expecting 53% of that crowd to be Niner fans. How does that affect the environment?
Man, these Niner fans travel, man. They really do. At one point, man, I thought, you know, when the Niners were hurting for receivers, I thought, wow, if they could have traded for Romeo Doubs, because if they had a receiver combine, Romeo Doubs would finish in the top 10 of every category.
Interesting.
From the Packers. I read that they were reported to be in on the John Metchie thing. He would also finish in the top 10. Like, them two dudes, oh, my God, from a physical perspective, are unbelievable receivers. Like, unbelievable. I wanted to put that out because I know the Niners were trying to acquire a receiver. And if they could have got one of those two guys,
yeah,
those dudes can step up and be a one or a two. They're that physically talented. But going into Seattle, playing in Seattle, it's loud. When you play for the Seahawks, you don't realize how loud it is because you're not really paying attention. But when you're on the visitor sideline, I can't even give you an example. It's just so like you're not hearing anything. You're not hearing nothing. You're just looking at the ball, and when you see that center move, you go. You don't hear anything. It is that loud.
TJ, your words are loud to us, man. We love it when you come on, and thank you so much. That was great stuff.
Hey, man, y'all keep up the good work, and just so y'all know, my daughter, I don't know how this happened. She's a Niners fan. She walks around the house yelling, bang, bang. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yes, TJ.
Yeah,
yes, TJ.
Raise them right.
Absolutely love it. Tell your daughter she's on the right track, whether dad believes it or not.
Yeah, she's the only one in the house, a Niner fan, but you know, in our house, you can do what you want to do, but yeah.
I love it. Talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, y'all take care.
All right, there he goes. That's TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us on Willard and Dibbs. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 1 matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we got a few minutes left to do some rapid-fire NFL preseason questions. Also, Guru's here, everybody. Guru's here. Say hi to Guru. Look at Guru.
The goo.
But let's get a little flavor, Grandy, if we can. Let's get the flavor going. And Dan Dibley's five preseason questions as we get this thing going.
Well, first and foremost, number one, Mark, we always like to talk about worst to first. Outside of the Niners, which team is the most likely team to go from worst to first this year?
All right, so all I can do here is pull up last year's standings.
Yep.
And I think the only team that I think I can legit, like, I'm not going to predict this, but the only team that I can see having even a rat's chance in you know what,
yeah,
is the New England Patriots.
Oh, wow.
I like the Patriots this year. I think it's a playoff team. I don't think they'll finish ahead of the Bills, but I like them. The Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Bears, and Saints. That's going to be a no from me, dogs. I'll take New England.
Interesting. I thought you'd go Bears just because, you know, everyone's high on the Bears, but that's a tough mountain to climb.
That division's too good.
If for me, I'm going way off the reservation based on the fact that they only have five games to make up from last year, and that's the New Orleans Saints. I know they don't really have a quarterback right now. They have a guy playing quarterback.
Right.
But I think the Saints being only five games worse than Tampa, you could jump up and be 8-9 in an ugly NFC South and pull it off.
I think that division might. I think the Falcons and Bucks might be better than that this year. But
you're
I hear you.
Right. Number two, what playoff teams from last year won't make it this year?
Okay.
And this you mentioned one in, so you got to take one out.
I mean, there will be multiple, obviously, but the
four.
First one that jumps off the page to me is the Minnesota Vikings.
Agreed.
I do not think the Vikings are a playoff team this year. I'm not high on J.J. McCarthy, and even if he is going to be good, he's a rook. I don't care that he was technically a rook last year. He's never played in the NFL. He's in a hard division. I don't think they're going to make it this year.
Anybody else, or is that just the one that pops? Because that's one of my four that I had, four of the...
I think the Minnesota Vikings will not make it. I think that I do not love the Pittsburgh Steelers' chances.
Number two on my list.
Of making the playoffs. And then if you want me to really surprise you, do you want to know who I think was also kind of like the Chiefs?
Say
won
it.
A ton of close games. It's not sustainable. They're good, but I could see them missing the playoffs. The Washington Commanders.
Whoa!
I'm telling you,
okay.
They want to. I mean, Hail Marys.
Yeah, good point.
Come from behind stuff. They're good, but Jaden is still young. Defensive coordinators had a whole offseason to study him. I think it's going to be harder for them this year.
Okay, my other two were Tampa Bay in the South. I think Atlanta can get them, and Kansas City not making the playoffs.
Yeah,
I've said it before.
I would love it. I would love it.
I'm gonna stand on business and put them in here. Number three. How many playoff games will the Niners play this year, over under 1.5?
I'll take the over. I'll take the over because I do think that they're going to win the NFC West. I think Christian McCaffrey is healthy. I think they're going to win the West, which puts them at home for their first game, and they'll win it.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
I'm with you, even if they're a wild card.
Don't be afraid to clap. Let's go. Let's go. They're winning the West this year.
I'm going over as well. I think they can be a wild card and go beat the NFC South champion in a 4-5. Whatever. Number four, who will have the most receiving yards on the Niners, Pearsall, Kittle, or Jennings?
Oh, gosh.
Other,
Oh, gosh.
You can go to your beloved Jordan Watkins.
I mean, the stock answer is George Kittle. I you know how high I am on Ricky Pearsall.
How high are you?
So high.
Thank you.
420, 26 minutes away. I'm high on Ricky. I think Ricky can get to 1,000 yards, but so many things need to go right for that to happen. Kittle, we know what we're going to get, so I'll take George.
Safe bet, and that's what I wrote down as well. Final question, and this one is as general as it gets. Who will be the NFL MVP this year?
The NFL MVP this year.
As you look and think, I'll just tell you.
I'm not going to say Purdy, so don't worry.
I'm going with Jaden Daniels, and I think that, you know what, you're right about coordinators having a second year now to have a look at him, but and he's sitting, I think, at 10-1 in the marketplace, so good price for a guy who's got more weapons. I'm going with Jaden Daniels this
year. Okay, all right.
By the way, he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
Coincidence, maybe.
This might be a boring answer, but I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. I just think...
The chalk!
I think Lamar has the most on his shoulders of any NFL player, but if you want a real wild card thought that's not named Brock Purdy, your wild card thought for me is Bo Nix. I know it's early in his career, but I love the Denver Broncos this year.
Yeah.
I love him. I think he's a good young player.
MVP's got to be on a good team and have a really good year, so that's actually an interesting pick.
All right, those are great questions.
All right.
Guess what, everybody? It's freaking summit time. Let's go.
Let's go.
We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. We are here for the 2025 Red and Gold Summit. Steiny and Guru and Shasky and Spadoni and all of you, we are about to unveil all of the discussion, the surprises, the awards, everything coming up next as the Red and Gold Summit is here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.